WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Now that the World Series is over, CBS is back to the business of premiering new shows. The most notable one this week is WIOU, a one-hour comedy drama series set in the TV newsroom of a low-rated, network-affiliated local station. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
One of the first things you ought to know about WIOU is that it comes from GTG Entertainment, the company co-owned by Grant Tinker. Tinker's the guy who, when he ran MTM Productions, gave us another TV show set in a TV newsroom, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He also gave us a spin-off of that show, television's first official comedy drama series, Lou Grant. And later, as head of NBC, Tinker presided over both Hill Street Blues and L.A. Law. All of those great ghosts return, in spirit, in WIOU. The show opens with a Ted Baxter type, silver hair, golden throat, co-anchoring the news. During a commercial break, he complains of the heat, then keels over.
Please.
No! I'll drive
you. Dying out here.
Stu, I'll wait outside, I promise.
I really am dying out here.
Oh, guys, will you move the camera up, please?
He was right. Before the opening credits come on, he's dead, paving the way for the other characters to jockey for his suddenly vacated position. It's the same way L.A. Law opened 5 years ago, and WIOU has that show's same outrageous sense of humor. It's demonstrated best when the surviving anchorman, the lecherous Neil Frazier, gives an on-air tryout to one of his potential co-anchors. Harris Yulin plays Neil. Helen Shaver plays Kelby Robinson, the reporter seated next to him.
First, there's more today on the appointment of a school board president. Here with her exclusive report, Kelby Robinson. Kelby?
Neil? I'll tell you all about it just as soon as you take your hand off my thigh. Now. Thank you.
WIOU borrows a lot from the movie Broadcast News and from the frenetic style and large ensemble feel of Hill Street Blues. The pilot script is weak on plot but strong on character, and the casting is downright inspired. It's also, in many cases, somewhat redemptive, giving good parts to a lot of actors who need them. Dick Van Patten, for example, plays a Willard Scott-type weatherman, a bit of casting that's positively, almost perversely, brilliant. Phil Morris, wasted on the new Mission Impossible, finds real work as an egocentric reporter. And Mariette Hartley, who lost her credibility as co-host of CBS's morning show, may regain it by playing the cynical executive producer of the WIOU newscast. At the center of all this is John Shea, playing the brand new news director brought in to run the ship, much the way Lou Grant came to the Trib after jumping from TV to newspapers. Shea is very good, but the best thing about WIOU is that it knows its business. And since viewers now know all about it too, words like ratings and Q scores and lead-ins aren't going to scare anybody off. This inside look at TV news could catch on pretty fast. Film at 11.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.